This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, DGS on KMOX. Happy Wednesday to everybody. Hello, Tammy, first on the stream on Facebook. We're also streaming at YouTube. A couple of housekeeping details. So at 10 a.m. this morning, our FM signal that we've been using 98.7 FM became hot 98.7. So the music, the hip hop music that had been playing the last couple of years at 104.1 FM can now be found at 98.7. The week from next Monday, the 24th, like midnight, we go live at 104.1 FM. Until then, you have 1120, you have 102.5 HD, you have the Odyssey app, you have podcasts, you have the streams, so you guys can listen that way. And 2 weeks from this last Monday, it's an awkward time, right? It's not like next week or, you know, next month. It's just kind of weird.
It's 12 days.
12 days. There you go. We will be live, and then we will, of course, be live from then on and for opening day. So there you go. 2 hours and 7 minutes on the game.
Woo!
That's 2 hours and 7 minutes longer than I played baseball today.
Man, they were hauling butt today, weren't they?
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you have a perfect game against you for six-plus innings.
Yeah.
And to
Is
be
that
fair,
good?
And to be fair, the Cardinals' pitching was good, too, right? So I think you only had a total of 8 hits in the game and only 2 runs. So it's not like there are any long innings or anything like that. It was up and down. See you later.
So it's a rite of passage for us to complain about game days. And this is our first one, so let me just get it out of the way. It's one of the benefits of being the afternoon show on KMOX. Like, anytime during baseball season, I see Reardon in the bathroom. He's like, oh, I'm so mad at you. Like, I just get so mad thinking all
these
the days
used to be
off
his
you
days.
Did. They used to be his days. But I'll just own this one myself. I'm so weird about this because, okay, we just went on at 2:30. So we could get here at 1:30 and be fine. I rolled in here today at 9:45. And here's the thing. I have things I need to do. Nothing hugely pressing, but I have some documents I need to drop off at Weber. I have some stuff I need to take to the bank and get the estate bank account set up for my mom, all that kind of stuff. I should have done that today. It's the perfect day to do it, but instead, I got off my couch, came in here, sat on my chair, continued watching TikTok, and just sat here rotting all day. I had a nice lunch with my friend Andrew.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's just so weird. And then we didn't do this today, but typically we're all up each other's butt like, what time do you think the game's going to end? It's in the fourth inning. What time do you think
it's
going to end? I was going to Wheeler.
Yeah.
Like, Wheeler played baseball, but he's not a wizard, so he doesn't know what's going to happen in the next, you know, 5 innings.
No, but when it comes to the timing of it, I mean, I don't even know how many pre and post games I've done in my life, you know, and games I've covered and been at. There's a vibe. There's a pace. You guys are usually, you're correct in asking like for estimates from people like me and Tom and Matt Pauly. You know, I mean, like, we've all done that so much. You got a feel for how long a game's going to be just based on what's happening and kind of how the late innings play out compared to, you know.
And it's going to be a weird week because tomorrow at 1 p.m., the Billikens have their first game in the A-10 championship. So go Billikens. We're really rooting for them. Maybe they could even join SIUE in the tournament. Wouldn't that be something locally?
Four wins will do it.
So if they win, they play again on Friday at 1 p.m., which means we'll be on sometime around 3:30. If they don't, then the show will go on as normal, except without Wheeler.
On Friday, yeah.
On Friday.
I'll be on the road.
Oh, I forgot Wheels was off.
I'll be on the road. They'll be playing, the Billikens will be playing Davidson, by the way. Davidson beat Richmond today, so that's who they play tomorrow.
And how does that match up?
Those two teams are like the
Davidson beat Richmond?
Yeah. I mean, Richmond was terrible.
Oh.
Like, these are the two worst seasons.
Who am I thinking of that we never beat? It's SLU. Sounds like Richmond.
Yeah, I'm spacing out.
Yeah.
I'm spacing out on it.
But we should be in a good position for the game tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, these are two of the lesser seeds. The Billikens are a 5 seed.
Yeah.
So these are teams that are like the 12 and 13 seeds. So yeah, the Billikens will be favored. Are you thinking of VCU?
Yeah, that's who I'm thinking
Virginia
of.
Commonwealth?
That's who I'm thinking of.
Yeah, well, they're the Rams. There's where you're getting that. Their VCU's tough, man. They're probably the one that's going to win this thing, but I mean, the Billikens have a good enough team in a game to get it done, but they're very thin, so they don't have a lot of margin for error as far as their depth of their lineup.
I'm always thinking about margin of depth. It's just
That's all he talked about at lunch today.
It's just craziness.
I have a question about the Billikens.
I'll answer it.
Has Jimerson been on the team for 85 years?
Yeah,
it feels like
he's an eighth-year senior.
Yeah, he's 37 years old.
Yeah,
no, he is a sixth-year senior though.
Mm.
So this past weekend, that was the last game of the regular season, and it was senior night at Chaffetz Arena. It was his third senior night.
Does he?
He got his degree and he got his jersey, like his senior jersey, framed 2 years ago.
Is he like failing college?
No. He's doing, obviously he's doing really well, but he's not going to be drafted by the NBA, which is why he's not going pro. And with the way things are now with, you know, the amount of money you can make in NIL and things like that, it's not like he's getting rich, but it's probably not that much different than it would be if he went overseas to play in Europe or Israel.
Do you think
or
he'll
whatever.
Do that?
He could. I don't know. I don't know what
why
his goals
he
are.
Why is he going to get drafted?
He's not an NBA player.
No.
Yeah.
Jimerson.
No.
Hope he's not listening.
I don't think he is because he's in Washington, D.C., but he would probably agree because if he was, he would have been drafted. He would have entered the draft sometime in the last 3 years.
I just love hearing Rammer make the, like, Jimerson, just the way he says his name.
It's
like,
Jimerson! It's always stuck out to me.
And then recently I'm like, I feel like that guy's been playing for a long time.
He has. And you know what? He owns almost all of the big records in Billikens history now.
That's awesome.
Let's get him on the show. Let's see if we can get him to come in.
Yeah, when the season's over, I'm going to go out on a limb and guess we could probably make that work.
Yeah.
Call our Billikens buddies.
Yeah, we know people.
Kevin's being mean to him again. Kevin's like, he won't be doing anything.
What are you talking about? He'll still have to finish the semester. That's all he's got to do. Basketball's over.
He's got nothing going on.
Come on, bro. Basketball's over. It means you don't have any extra stuff. Don't be mean.
Maybe he's in debate club.
Maybe.
Maybe he's in Mathletes.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Andrew's accusing Wheels of being mean, but Andrew's definitely the one who's
he's like,
he can do extracurriculars.
Yeah, it's hard to do with sports, man.
Andrew and I would say we walked out of a restaurant today, but that's being generous to us.
We stole out under the cover of night.
I'm not going to say where it was because it's a place
out of
we
there?
Like. And I knew something was going to be bad when we were walking in the front door and there was like a 24-hour restoration van outside.
Oh.
And there were a bunch of guys like mopping up water and it smelled really, really bad.
No.
It smelled like a bad toilet situation.
And our girl there was lighting like sage. And just walking around, like, trying to get rid of the smell.
Yeah.
And neither of us are grown men. And so we didn't want to say, like, hey, it's kind of smelly in here today. We'll see you next week. So when she turned her back, I said, do you want to run? And he goes, yes. Well, so we both just ran out
so,
of it.
So she knows who we are. No. She knows who we are because we go there somewhat often. And so she had said to, like, we could hear her telling other employees, like, yeah, those are just my regulars. Don't worry about them. Those are my regulars. I'll take care of it when I'm done.
I know I can rely on them today.
Yeah, I'll take care of it once I am done exorcising the demons from this place with the sacred sage. And so we're sitting there, and I'm like, Let's just go. And Dave was like, I don't think we can. I think we got to say something. I mean, we'll just be honest. We'll be honest with her. We'll tell her what's going on, and she'll understand. And I'm like, okay, but I'd really rather just get up and run out right now and run it fast. And then after a few minutes, she's still doing it. It's not working. The place still smelled like an absolute toilet.
Yeah.
And so once she kind of got to like a back corner with her back to us, Dave was like, okay, you want to run? I'm like, yes. I'm like already out the door.
Yeah.
I hope she hadn't brought your sodies yet.
No, she hadn't.
Okay.
No.
That makes it better.
She was fully occupied with...
the exorcism.
Yeah, the exorcism.
Yeah, it was one of those, like, it was clear that it was not going to cover that smell.
Yeah, they maybe should have just closed today. Yeah.
At least it wasn't like Febreze. I feel like Febreze works to an extent, but you put that over like a really bad, strong smell, it's like, ugh.
Yeah, there's always a hint of ass at the end of the smell. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's always a little... Here's what you're trying to cover up.
Little Incense Sticks was an interesting choice, though, because it's not a small place.
So we went to our other place where we don't like the waiter.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
No sign of him. So,
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Think he may have worked himself out of that job.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
But that was delicious.
Yeah. We've lived quite a life today.
Sounds like it.
That's crazy.
So,
tastes like we ditched. We didn't dine. We just ditched.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just dashed.
Grown men. I'm 60. And I'm walking real fast down the street. Like she's
did you guys
chase
just
us.
Not want to order to go? Like, be like, yeah, can you just order?
It was bad. Dude.
It was really bad.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's just like you don't want to trust anything being near that stint.
Uh-huh. And we kind of got, we wouldn't have even been in the situation, but we walked in. It immediately hits us. Immediately, we're both like, this isn't going to work. But she is happened to be standing right at the door with the sage when we walked in. And so she was like, I'll take the usual spot. You know where to go. And it was like, ooh.
She's like, oh, man, you guys are probably going to be the only money I make today. Boy, am I glad to see you.
It was like,
turns her back. She's like, where'd they go?
It was like that.
My pals I can always count on.
Did you guys make like the Scooby-Doo Fred Flintstone running noise when you left?
Pretty much.
Yeah. There were like other people walking in and sniffing and turning around and walking out.
Oh, no. Yeah, I've had that experience.
So when we go back there, probably Friday, since I always buy your lunch, I'm telling her you pooped your pants.
Okay, that's fine.
And you just own it.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean,
she's going to be like, how could you tell?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to say I couldn't even tell until I left.
We thought you knew when we walked in because you were burning the sage.
Yeah.
It was the damnedest thing. Once we got out of there, I was like, oh, I think that might have been me.
Welcome back, guys.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
DGS 250 on a Wednesday afternoon. I think the weather's supposed to be pretty nice until Friday evening. Then it's supposed to have a decent shot at severe thunderstorms. So welcome to spring in St. Louis. Isn't it crazy that it's spring, basically?
Basically.
It's not crazy. When is it technically?
It's next week or the week after
so
that.
So it is that close.
21st-ish,
all right.
Somewhere around there.
Before you know it, we'll be having the summer forecast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already dreading it. It's become a thing with me now.
I feel ya. Earlier I was driving and it was like just hot enough to where you had to have the window cracked.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, this is what's ahead of us.
Yeah, I know most people love it, but I don't know, in the past 10 years I've had this metamorphosis where I love the burr months. I love September through, and I don't mind winter. But June, July, August are just, ugh.
Mm.
Me no likey.
Did the old Jeep have the AC still?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it really didn't do much. I mean, when it was as open air as that Jeep was 12 months out of the year, like you don't really need it. It's not that bad. Although people with Jeeps know that if you take the top down on a sunny day, you roast.
Mm. Oh my God, yeah. You're getting beat
especially
up by that sun.
Especially with this noggin. Because then you have to wear a hat or else you get really sunburned.
Yeah.
So. Listen to all my problems.
You're going to look like a tomato.
Yeah. No bueno. So Starbucks has captured your attention?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just kind of fascinated with the brand. I think it makes sense. I'm a millennial. It's been a huge thing like my whole life and coming of age and stuff. It was like, oh, let's go to Starbucks. They have this new CEO, Brian Niccol, and he is revamping the company. He's taking drinks off of the menu. Like 13 drinks have been eliminated. He's trying to cut down on wait times. He's trying to make it to where all orders take 4 minutes or less to get to you.
That'd be nice.
Changing things up as far as where you get your order in the store. But what I wanted to talk to you guys about was the fact that he is taking home about $96 million so far, and he just started in September. Now, it looks like he has about a $60,000 a month salary as CEO. They give him a $5 million bonus, and then they did like a $90 million stock buyout of what he had in Chipotle, because that's where he was before Starbucks. And it just got me to thinking, like, I've no doubt that this guy is coming in and making huge moves. It looks like he's going to help the company. I mean, I guess we'll know in a couple months when like their earnings reports come out and everything. We'll just see what happens. But he's obviously making huge moves, and that's why they hired him. And everyone has a lot of faith in him. But my question for you guys is, what do you think is a more reasonable amount of money to pay someone in that position? Because obviously he's being paid that because that's about what he was being paid at Chipotle. They wanted to bring in someone who was going to shake things up. So it has a high price tag, but I can't be the only one who feels like that is a little ridiculous just to like the common person to hear $96 million.
Yeah. I mean, so I do pretty well, and I'm increasingly have more pressure on me because I do well because I bring in a lot of money. But when that money falls, then they're looking at me with scratchy eyeballs. They're like, why are we paying you all this money when your money's falling? And so that's one reason, just being very open and honest, why the FM signal is great for me personally, because that means the KMOX ratings will go up, which means the revenues go up, which means they don't give me the scratchy eyeball when it's time to cut the check. Mm-hmm. So I'm nowhere near that level. But when you say, is that about the right amount of money? I think the market tells us what the right amount of money is. Now, anyone bringing home $96 million a year, the rest of us just can't even wrap our minds around it. It might as well be $96 billion. But Chipotle thought he was worth it. Starbucks thinks he's worth it now. And if he adds $1 billion in revenue, then they got a bargain. So He hates billionaires. I kind of hate CEOs. I don't hate them. I'm just a big believer in the Peter principle that everyone rises to their level of incompetence. You familiar with this one?
Yes.
I truly believe that, that if you're in the corporate world and you are a gunner, meaning you want promotions, you want new titles and raises, that eventually your last one you won't be good at because you have been promoted to your level of incompetence. And I think that there are a lot of CEOs like that. And I'm talking out my ass. Like, it's not like I'm an MBA or something, but it just sort of seems intuitive that that would happen. Yeah. It's a long answer to your short question.
Yeah, I don't hate billionaires. I hate billionaires that try to change the rules to be more in their favor and work against us. That's who I hate. If you're a billionaire and you don't lobby for anything, I don't care. Keep your money. Good for you. Love you. You're awesome. But if you're a guy that's worth billions and you just keep spending money to try to get the rules to be more in your favor and less in the regular person's favor, I don't have any time for you. But when it comes to this, like these specific things, I have a bigger issue with the golden parachute than I do with anything compensation related, right? Like if they have to fire you, why should you get more? Because you, if they're firing you, it means you didn't do the job for in some way, shape, or form. Got into trouble, did the company started to underperform, whatever. I understand it because you have leverage, right? These guys have leverage. They have the ability to say, well, I'm not joining your company unless you agree to this golden parachute.
Yeah.
So I understand how it works, but that just seems odd. But then again, you know, in sports, guys get guaranteed contracts
right.
too.
Yep. Danielle says, hey, Dave and gang, listening live on Facebook from my hospital room of Como. Bye-bye, pituitary tumor. Thanks for being part of my recovery the last 2 days. Hang it.
Yeah, yeah. Hang tight. Everybody
play the game. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.